Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Nicole Zambrano's co-workers report her missing after she misses several shifts. Cops contact her husband, Arthur Guidi, who says the couple made a last-minute trip to the Grand Canyon. But neighbors say Guidi told them the two were in Florida. Cops breach the couple's home, find Zambrano shot dead and Guidi gone.
Nancy Guidi was previously the target of a murder-for-hire plot schemed up by his first wife to try to collect a life insurance policy. Guidi was arrested with $100,000 in cash on him and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Police believe he was on his way out of the country to try to avoid responsibility for Zambrano's murder.
Arthur Guidi, 55, tracked down to a Vegas casino and arrested on ag assault and murder. A Colorado plumbing business owner calls 911 when he sees someone inside the closed store. When cops arrive, they spot a car parked around the corner. The driver says he's waiting on an Uber passenger, Jose. As cops approach the store, a man matching the thief's description walks right toward them. He denies the Uber is for him, but cops find nearly $9,000 worth of stolen tools in his backpack. The 26-year-old arrested fingerprints do ID him as Jose. Here's a tip. Don't call an Uber to the scene of the crime. More Crime and Justice news after this.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein, ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An attempted smash-and-grab burglary at a high-end store has resulted in an exchange of gunfire, an incident that left a Chicago police officer and a suspect wounded. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to Police Superintendent Larry Snelling, officers responded to the scene around 4:15 in the morning, shortly after an attempt to smash an SUV through the front windows of a Prada location in Chicago's high-end Gold Coast neighborhood. Snelling says that when police arrived, a number of suspects ran away, including an armed male who the authorities pursued on foot. One of the two policemen who fired their weapons, a 55-year-old male officer with 17 years of service, was shot in the leg and sent to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Our friends with the Chicago Sun-Times are reporting that the wounded suspect was in critical condition after undergoing surgery at a local hospital. According to Superintendent Snelling, police were looking for every person connected to the attempted theft. Snelling added that other vehicles were involved in the attempted break-in, and police found two weapons at the scene.
The shooting incident is also being investigated by the Civilian Office of Police Accountability. Officials in Oklahoma now say a prisoner who had escaped from a state detention center is back behind bars. According to the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, 23-year-old Jet Green left the Northeast Oklahoma Correctional Center on foot around 9 p.m. January 6th. The prison is located in Vineta, a city about 60 miles northeast of Tulsa. The announcement of Green's capture was made by state prison officials who did not immediately release details regarding Green's escape or how he was ultimately apprehended. Green is currently serving a 2-year sentence for having a stolen Tulsa County vehicle in his possession. A homicide suspect who last year broke out of a prison in northwest Pennsylvania and spent over a week evading arrest before being tracked down by a pet dog has now been sentenced to decades in prison. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
This past November, 35-year-old Michael Burham pleaded guilty to charges related to the July escape and the earlier kidnapping of an elderly couple in Pennsylvania. Burham has now been sentenced in Warren County Court to serve a term ranging from 25 to 50 years. According to our friends with the Warren Times Observer, Judge Gregory Hammond described Burham as a, quote, grave threat to the public, who would do anything to anybody in order to keep his freedom. The two kidnapping victims, ages 89 and 68, who were re-traumatized by his escape, will never completely recover, according to Hammond, who also said that the escape has had a greater negative impact on the community than anything else he could recall. After escaping the Warren County Jail, some 66 miles east of Erie, Burham was accused of abducting the couple in Pennsylvania and taking them to South Carolina as he sought to avoid a New York murder investigation. According to authorities, he climbed from exercise equipment to a grated metal roof before sliding down a bedsheet rope. Burham was given sentences of 10 to 20 years for the kidnapping and burglary counts and 3.5 to 7 years for the escape, which Hammond said were the longest penalties permitted by law. For acts of theft, terrorist threats, and reckless endangerment, he issued lighter sentences.
The judge also ruled that a portion of the sentences will be served concurrently.
Thanks, John. Gregory Nisley finishes his shift at the Limerick, Pennsylvania Ace Hardware, but the autistic teen never returns home. Right after work, Gregory is caught on surveillance video alone at a gas station, and then he's seen again the next morning at a coffee shop in La Plata, Maryland. 3 days later, his silver Corolla plate M Mother B Brother Y Yosemite 4419 found abandoned north of La Plata. No one has seen teen boy Gregory since November 13, 2023. If you have info on 17-year-old Gregory Nisley, please call Limerick Township PD 610-495-7909. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.